A survey by the National Australia Bank has found trading conditions for small and medium-sized companies fell sharply in the September quarter. Confidence was down for those companies involved in transport, business services and healthcare. However, optimism was a little stronger in retail and construction. Macquarie Group has blamed uncertainty in global financial markets for a drop in first-half profit. Australia's biggest investment bank posted a 24% fall in profit to $305 million. That's below analyst expectations. The company has also announced a share buyback plan worth almost $900 million. And new data suggests the US economy could be moderately picking up steam. Economic growth in the country nearly doubled to 2.5% between July and September. The improvement was roughly in line with expectations and was fueled by stronger consumer and business spending, as well as international trade. A check of the figures now, and the US market closed mixed, with the Dow up slightly. There have been falls in Europe, but also somewhat mixed in Europe there, and back home, both the All Ords and the AX 200 up slightly. Checking commodities, and gold was down just slightly, as you can see, and in the currency market, the Australian dollar is buying 107 US cents.